Hi friends, hello the world. Welcome to this episode of Tools for Transitioning Humanitarians and your host, Salar Monoa. And today I want to talk about the topic that I keep observing now more and more, and I wanted to somehow put a bit of a concept around it so that you can grasp it. And the topic that I want to talk about is mood-based solution versus identity-based solutions. And I will make sense in a minute, and I will give you an example of a client that I coached just even today. And I want to bring up her story, which is, I think, very common way of finding solutions. And I would like to propose you a different way of finding solutions for that and how that can work. Okay, so the example is very common that I see among humanitarians in transitioning, and we are a lot of the time very afraid of failing. We're afraid of things not working out, and then as soon as we go and start doing something, especially if it's a transitioning to becoming our own boss, but not necessarily. And then we experience the first failures in our journey, right? And then our demotivation starts growing. We just feel like we cannot motivate ourselves. Our energy level is low, and we just feel like giving up because that's not what we expected, right? We expected things to go smoothly, or at least the way that we would like to, but we didn't expect things to go so bad. Or maybe we were secretly afraid of things going bad, and then when things actually did go bad, we just feel like, you see, I knew this, things are not gonna go. And then we feel so demotivated, so disappointed, and then we cannot even get ourselves get back up and do the things, right? So this is what I call mood dependent way of solving things, where we just keep it waiting for the mood to pass. And then once the mood passes, then we will go and maybe do something else to continue. The problem, however, with this approach, which I think many of us take this approach of solving problems, we just keep waiting for the mood to pass. What happens is then we become so mood dependent, and the more we fail in our journey, which is very likely to happen, the more likely we will keep piling up evidence of how this is not working, that's not working, and therefore giving up becomes so much easier, or just feels like that's the inevitable thing to do. Versus identity dependent solutions is when we see these problems, the failure happened, the demotivation grows, energy level is low. Now we start getting into, okay, how do I want to come out of from this situation to the other side? So I become the person who knows how to handle failures, who knows how to handle mood swings, who knows how to handle disappointments and demotivation and energy, and goes to the other side. Then we become, instead of solving for the mood, we start solving for the future, of how we're going to do this again in the future, and not just say, okay, this is not working and let me just leave and not come back, right? Or let me wait for another week. Like my client was telling me that she was telling me, I just want to go on vacation for 2 months and then come back recovered, and then I will start working on my business. And that's how our mood dependent solutions do. They just make us feel this is bad, this is not what we expected, or even if we expected, we feel like we can't handle it, and therefore let's give up for some time and then come back again. That's how when we find solutions based on our mood and not based on who do we want to come out on the other side of being the person who can handle such situations, right? And that's really what I would like for you to solve everything, not from how to wait until the mood passes or how to be so dependent on the mood, but rather being the person who can keep doing things even if we fail. Keep being the person who can do things even when we don't have motivation. Keep doing things even when we feel like we're not wanting to do that because we have that identity of being the person who does that, right? And that's, I think, is the biggest way that we can like use failures and problems to our advantage, is to always become the person who knows how to handle those situations. And the part that, excuse me, that I find the most fascinating, that you probably have also noticed from your own experience, is that when it comes to work in the system, excuse me, we don't really seem to have this problem, right? We don't really have the problem of, oh, this didn't work, I failed, so therefore let me just go for 2 months vacation and then come back, and then hopefully everything will be fine. We don't have that problem, or we don't even think about that problem. We just keep going and doing something and solving things along the way, because we just take it as a professional attitude to do that. But when it comes to doing things on our own, or doing things in the journey where a lot of things are uncertain, we somehow become that person who just says, oh, I don't feel like it, I didn't have motivation, I was just busy with something else, I didn't feel like feeling uncomfortable today and calling people that I usually don't call. We just give ourselves so much of them excuses, and so much of the leeway, and not hold ourselves accountable, because we don't even see ourselves as someone who behaves professionally in this environment, just the way we would have in our previous jobs, right? And therefore, because we somehow leave our professional identity behind in some way, or we feel like we're just starting something totally new, and therefore we don't know yet so many things, or we're so afraid of failing, we're so afraid of our worries being confirmed, therefore it just feels like our brain wants to take time off instead of keep solving for those things, keep expecting things, and keep not making the solutions not dependent on the mood, but rather dependent on who we are as professionals, who we are as persons who handle such situations. So I would like to suggest to you, if that is your case, where you're transitioning, especially being your own boss, and you started doing things and then things are not working, and you just experienced the first failures, like my client did, right? And then things didn't go the way that she thought it would. And even though I was joking with her and saying, why didn't you expect to fail? And she was like, well, I was hoping not to fail, right? So that's really the thing, is we expect, or we hope we don't fail because we were so afraid to fail, but now we're failing, and it just feels like, oh my God, my worst fears are coming true, and I don't want this things to be this way, right? And therefore, as soon as we see these failures, instead of solving it from, okay, how do I want to solve it so that I know how to become the person who knows how to solve or deal with failures, instead of approaching that way, we just approach it as, I have no clue what to do, I don't know what to do, this is not what I thought it would be, and then retreat and not do anything about it. So first, I would like for you to look at how you're currently solving the failure, feeling demotivated, feeling stressed out, feeling low energy, right? When you are transitioning, how are you handling those situations? Are you handling it by just hoping that the time will pass and then you will naturally come back to it and do it? Or you are handling it to build your identity as someone who knows how to handle such situations? And my suggestion would be that you always go back to, okay, how do I want to be as a professional, as a person who handles such situations of failure, such situations of demotivation, such situations of not wanting to do uncomfortable things? How do I handle those situations? And who do I become on the other side of it, right? And really use every occasion where you feel like you failed, you feel like you're not motivated, you feel stressed out, you remind yourself that, oh, this is those moments where I have been preparing myself to become the person who knows how to handle these situations so that I keep going, versus let me just give up and it's not worth it. Because what happens afterwards as well is that if we keep giving up on it and keep changing things from one thing to another, and as an entrepreneur especially, it becomes such an easy thing to just keep changing things and keep changing things. And therefore, we don't really grow anything. We don't really build anything. We don't really make anything sustainable. Instead, we just keep hopping from one thing to another and not really learn to be mature entrepreneurs who knows how to solve those problems, right? Now, the way that I have experienced in my life where the more I have solved those problems of feeling a failure, feeling stressed out, feeling pressure, feeling demotivated, the more I've been to those situations and the more I have built my identity of being the person who knows how to handle those situations, who knows how to handle them in a way that I just keep going to what I want, the more freedom I felt to know that I don't need to fear those situations anymore, right? I don't need to be worried about those situations if they come again, because I know that my success does not depend on my mood, but my success depends on my identity. And I have the identity of being the person who knows how to handle those situations, right? I have the identity of who knows what to do in those situations and still keep going without ever even thinking about giving up or labeling it's not working. Because I know that in the end, whether this thing works or not really depends on me. But if I say, well, it didn't depend on me, it depended on this client, it depended on that person, on this circumstance, on this situation, then I will just keep letting my emotions dictate by those circumstances and people around me, and then feeling very powerless. And that's the exact feeling that we probably had a lot of the time, which was the reason why we left the humanitarian sector to begin with, right? So therefore, learning how those moods, the temporary things that happen, which are supposed to happen, are not the reason why we give up. But if we give up or if we decide to stop or quit, then we have done it for calculated, analyzed reasons that we have carefully conducted the experiments for and figured it out, and not because we just couldn't handle failure, right? And the more we know how to do that, as I said, then we have the freedom and we're not afraid of those situations anymore. But actually, we get better every time to handle those situations to a point that you don't even label it as a failure. You just label it as, this is the experiment that I did. This is the result I pursued. These are the actions I took, and these actions didn't result in these results. So therefore, my expectations were not really correct. And therefore, let me pose another theory of how else I could create these results, and I will just keep working on it until I get my result. So therefore, there will be no need for labeling it as failure, labeling it as I'm demotivated and I need now another, I don't know, however many hours to motivate myself, or I need the energy level, even though we're all in charge of those emotions and those feelings. But it just feels in the moment as if this all doesn't depend on us and we're just at the mercy of someone. And that would be a mood-based solution, which is a very short term, and it has no effect on the next time when things happen. It has no effect because we have just not even learned our lesson of how to figure things out. We just left it the way things were, right? So, my dear, I would like to invite you to work on this, develop your identity-based solutions, not the mood-based solutions for your own transitioning, where you are no longer afraid of failure or any fears or any demotivations along the journey, but rather you always know how to go through this journey to the other side, knowing also how to handle those failures well, how to handle those energy vacillations, and also how to handle those demotivating moments, because you are just that person who knows what to do in those situations and keep going instead of just keep making them problem and not feel like doing anything and just keep taking vacation or taking breaks and then feeling like you're delaying or procrastinating your own journey. And that's exactly what I wouldn't want for you. Okay, my dears, if you would like to join my group coaching to work on this, the enrollment is until 31st of July 2025, if you're listening now. And I would love for you to join. It is a lifetime of support, and you will get this and so many other support of interview skills, networking skills, sales pitches, whatever the thing that you need to work on to make your successful transitioning happen. And message me or book your appointment following the link below. Have a beautiful week. I'll talk to you very soon.